Barnes Rochechouart. Barnes Rochechouart.
Attention à la marche en descendant du train. Please mind the gap between the train and the platform.
Bienvenue au métro parisien. Prochain arrêt, Barbès-Rochechouart. Welcome to the Paris Metro. Heading north to the Barbès neighborhood. I'm Georges Collinet.
Ah, Barbès-Rochechouart, the hustling, bustling, melting pot of Paris. That's where the highest concentration of North Africans in Paris live. I'm Mokwai Wabesi-Yolwe.
And that's appropriate because today we honor the late great Algerian artist Rachid Taha. I'm Banning Air and welcome to another edition of Planet Afropop.
Rachid Taha, man, we miss him. He is so popular nowadays. You know, it's too bad that he became that popular after his death. It's been some 5 years since this comet from Algerian rye and global rock died of a heart attack at the age of 59.
That's right, George. You know, Rachid was a burr, as they say in French. That's an Arab artist exiled in France, and he was in love with rock and roll. He was a Muslim bad boy who revered history, love, poetry, booze, and the Clash.
That's right. Rachid Taha embraced and celebrated his contradictions and left behind this richly original body of music that reflects those contradictions vividly in dark chord changes, torn up, half-spoken vocals, and seasoning of punk rock and electronica, even reggae.
Du rock ou du rail?
Non, non, c'est pas du rail, moi, c'est du rock and roll. Moi, je suis plus proche de Led Zeppelin que de Sheikh Harimidi. Ou bien les deux, c'est un mélange.
Ils reviennent à notre mémoire, des souvenirs familiers, as he sings here. His love for France is paved with joy and pain, so pay attention, listeners. You may hear some musical ghosts in this episode.
Indeed, indeed.
Attention.
My name is Mehdi Ouraoui. I'm a French novelist. And my last novel is called Mon Fantôme, My Ghost in French. And it talks about the ghost of Rachid Taha, who appears in Paris and who asks Mehdi, the main character, to tell the world that he's back. That ghost comes back to say, well, guys, maybe something's wrong at the moment in France. Maybe if you look back, you're going to be able to fix it, but we'll see. Well, the ghost of Rachid Taha can appear everywhere, even in the US. It appears to people who wonder how to be in brotherhood with others and in empathy with others. So maybe Rachid Taha is gonna fly and travel the US.
That's the voice of novelist Mehdi Ouraoui.
And the music of Rachid Taha. As Mehdi Ouraoui explained, Taha became a character in his 2023 novel, Mon Fantôme, My Ghost.
Today, we're going to take you deep into the story of Rachid Taha. And for that, we welcome our friend and guest producer, Elodie Maillot in France. Her reports from Paris have been a mainstay of Afropop worldwide for years.
Hey, bonjour, Elodie. Did you see the ghost of Rachid Taha in a bus in Belleville, like Mehdi Ouraoui?
Hi, George.
Ça va, Elodie?
Not yet, George. But I can definitely feel his soul here. We're used to see him partying with a very mixed Parisian crowd. Here, Taha's shadow is lurking in songs of rappers and poets, in various rock bands, and even electro sets of French DJs. I was recently walking with his music on my headphones in his Parisian neighborhood in Ménilmontant, where you can drink beers, you can buy Malian incense, or eat a shorba soup during Ramadan. And it was actually very moving because Rachid Taha indeed remains an unforgettable ghost still haunting our French memories and identities. As you know, as French, we are deeply touched by various connections back and forth with Africa. And we'll be talking about these issues. Actually, sadly enough, there have been very few concerts in tribute to Rachida in France. And the most moving one was a festival organized in Sainte-Marie-aux-Mines, the small town where Rachid arrived in France after leaving Algeria. At the age of 10, he arrived in Alsace, in the east of France. That was years before he created his first band in Lyon, the famous Carte de Séjour, which took its name from France's residency permit. Before that, Racha spent his childhood in this village, in Les Vosges, in what local people call the valley. Tal's father was working there in a factory, like many Algerian immigrants in France. Sainte-Marie-aux-Mines is also the birthplace of French singer Rodolphe Burger, who dedicated his festival to Rachida this year.
Sofiane Saïdi.
Rodolphe Burger had invited musicians who had played with Taha on stage, like Hakim Amadouche, Kenzie Bourache, and some English colleagues of his, including Justin Adams and Stevie Leitch. There were also various other musicians and friends like Sofiane Saïdi, Mehdi Adab, or Sheba Fadela. It was just a beautiful tribe relocated for a few days of tribute in the valley of Alsace, among cows that grazed quietly on the hills around.
Thank you.
scène, on ne sait peut-être 10 ou 11. Il y avait une genre de zone libre comme ça où tu te sens libre. C'est la vallée, quoi. C'est la vallée.
Bah, I don't know exactly how many we were on stage, maybe 10 or 11 people, all in harmony. The stage was kind of a free zone where we felt free. That's the valley feeling. For me, fraternity is an act of resistance, being happy together. We felt like we were living a dream while playing. And Rashid was there too, for sure. I really believe that in every live concert, ghosts are lurking in the dark.
Went to the Apollo. You should see them go, go, go. Hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the car girl said, Sainte-Marie-aux-Mines, vous êtes vite.
Kasbah, a Rashida remake of The Clash's famous hit. Among Taz's fans were indeed Mick Jones, the Clash guitarist with whom he made an album, and other famous Englishmen, including Brian Eno, Robert Plant, and Stevie Leage. Stevie Leage is a legend, a figure of psychedelic rock. He founded the group Gong and then System 7 with his partner Mickey Girodi. Stevie Leage produced 5 albums with Rashida, and he arranged a famous hit, Yaraya, with him.
Hello, this is Stevie Leage. I do remember, very, very vividly in the autumn of 1982, I was producing a French band for Virgin Records France, and I went to a meeting in their office in Rue Belleville. And while I was in the meeting, I heard this music coming from another room with a rough Arab-sounding voice and a kind of a disco beat, and I thought it sounded fantastic. And they were playing the first recordings of Carte de Jésus. So I said, well, look, I love this, this sounds fantastic. 6 months later, I got a call to produce an album of Carte de Jésus. I wanted to go and see the band play live and meet them before we did any recording. And I went out to Lyon, to a small village where there was a gig outside of Lyon, the Carte de Jésus gig. And in the dressing room, there was Rashid with a ghetto blaster playing a cassette of some old shabby music. And he looked at me right in the eye and said, Bonjour, Steve. Hey, écoute ça, c'est des blues, c'est des blues purs. We connected. Rashid, he had a musical vision of how to reduce barriers in culture. So for him, the Gnawa and the Shabi and Rai are all kind of like kind of blues, as well as having their own musical identity. He brought me a cassette of an Algerian, old Algerian song from the 70s by Darmanel Harachi, Yareya. He said he wanted me to make an arrangement of that with a very soft house beat underneath it. And my initial reaction was, I can't do that, that's kind of sacrilege. You know, people are gonna hate it. And he said, no, they're gonna love it. They're gonna love it. I said, okay. And so we turned it into a track. We added the strings and banjo, you know, and all the, we did it in great detail. We worked hard to make it, and we thought we'd made a wonderful thing. And the record company didn't like it. They wanted more pop stuff. They thought it was too traditionnel. They didn't even want to put it on the album. Rashid insisted, he said, it went strong, you know. He said, it's going on the album, okay. It went on the album. Well, that's the story of Yareya. So that's very, very central into this question of Rashid's desire to work with a more electronic sound. And I think we made a big evolution in the sound for North African, Middle Eastern music. And that's how we ended up with doing Under Twa Soleil and all this stuff. It all started with that work we did with Yareya.
Yeah.
Rachid Taha's music may have been more appreciated in England than in France, where his image as a political rocker was more important than his artistic commitment and musical experiment. Among the English artists Taha had worked with, the guitarist and producer Justin Adams was a key ally. The two met on a French TV show with Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin.
So I was working with Robert Plant, and we often talked about Rachid's music as a reference point because it's sort of the drive and energy of it. And we were invited to go on the Taratata TV program, and they asked Robert to bring a guest, a French guest, and he said, okay, I'll invite Rachid Taha. So Rachid and Hakim came to play with the Robert Plant band on Taratata, and it was total chaos. Musically, just like, they were really punk, you know, really wild, and which I thought was really funny. But we had a great time talking.
Justin, would you say that Rachid Taha was a kind of African punk, punk Africa?
Yeah, I mean, he did remind me a bit of John Lydon from the point of view of he had that intelligence and charisma, you know, and not scared. And but funny and super intelligent, you know. So, I mean, yeah, African with the Arabic sound, and it also had the electronic sort of, it had a punk electronic edge to it, you know, and it was like, yeah. Later, he contacted me and asked me to produce an album. And to be honest, I was a little bit afraid because Rachid's reputation was of being a really heavy drinker. So I thought, I'd love to do this creatively, but I'm not sure. So I had a meeting with him. I said, look, Rachid, I'd love to work with you, but, you know, I just want to work, you know, I just want to work. And he just looked at me and very sincerely, and he said, Justin, you know, I'm not going to mess you around. I'm not going to mess you around. I want you to be my Scorsese and I will be your De Niro. And when he said that, I was like, okay. You know, for me, like Scorsese is somebody who's really trying to do something, not just like, okay, you're trying to make some really serious art, you know, and I like that. And then he played me his demos, the maquette, you know, and they were the worst maquettes that I've ever heard in my life, because what they sounded like was somebody had an electronic keyboard and it was late at night and they switched on the electric keyboard completely drunk and started shouting over the top. That's what it sounded like. But that was actually a beautiful way to work, because the mistake some musicians make is they make a demo where everything sounds very nice and clean and tidy. It might sound nice musically, okay, everything's in tune, in time, but it lacks spirit, or it lacks meaning. But every one of Rachid's maquettes had the germ of a special idea, a juxtaposition that you didn't imagine. You know, a very simple country and western thing with a very raw Algerian voice with it. Wow, what a great idea.
This song for Kurt Cobain. El passeport ma ambish, ul visa teni. El passeport ma ambish,
ans. ما عنديش la carte bleue.
So I had the key to his apartment. I insisted, because we were going to work in his apartment, right? In Les Lilas. He had a little studio. So I went in 10 o'clock in the morning. I would be working. At 1 o'clock, he would come down in his pajamas, and then he would turn off the music I was making, and he would put in a CD of some crazy punk rock or some old Lebanese 60s pop song, and he would listen to it really loud and stand by me going, "Yes, Justine, yeah, come on!" Like that for 5 minutes, dancing around the room. And then he would go away again and drink coffee. But then I'd think, okay, he wants to hear something that gives him that feeling. That's my job. I've got to give him that feeling, you know. And, you know, to me, the twin figures of Om Kulsum and Elvis Presley were the two kind of figures of that album. You know, they were like the icons.
Des chats aux yeux perçants, qu'aucun vent ne vient d'Aden pour me sabler le champagne, qu'aucun tapis ne m'envole sous les barrières, les montagnes, sous les barrières, les montagnes.
And then the other song, I think, where we really got somewhere was the song Gelbi. Again, it came from Rashid's idea of this little sample of country music. And then I think we both saw the connection between Shabi and country music. You know, there's a lot of similarities, you know? And then you think about those two things going via the slave trade to Mississippi by the Irish and Scottish and Germans and all this coming, going to America. When they met, you know, to make blues and to make rock and roll and to make jazz and to make all these musics, it was not the meeting of two alien cultures. It was a meeting of cultures that were already connected around the Mediterranean.
على ودني انا يم يعرف سكو جبونس دايما حر وكريم دايما يدافعني بيه اللي نعبر شعوري وحبي قلبي قلبي دايما حتى يوم قلبي قلبي ودايما معايا قلبي قلبي دايما حتى يوم صاحبي صادقي دايما معاه هو دليلي وخلاصي راح نعلي كل شي انا مشي حرايمي هو صاحبي داوني وفرحني
février et ta manou y est dîné. Qui t'aime en février et ta manou y est dîné. Damien. Galbi, galbi, Damien l'ahdaya. Galbi, galbi, Damien l'ahdaya. Galbi, galbi, Damien l'ahdaya. Galbi, galbi.
Pour moi, le mot justice est quelque chose de très très important, parce que c'est ce qui fait la base de tout. C'est-à-dire qu'un monde sans justice, c'est un monde qui va à la dérive, c'est un monde de misère. Donc, ma bataille était là. D'ailleurs, pour preuve, ma première chanson, quand j'ai commencé à chanter avec Art de Séjour, c'était une chanson qui s'appelait Zoubida, qui parlait de l'injustice à l'intérieur de nos traditions, c'est-à-dire l'injustice faite aux femmes. C'est comme ça que j'ai commencé à faire la musique.
Famous track, Zoubida, Rachida sings about injustice, which was his favorite topic. Here, he sings about forced marriages among Arab families. And at the end of the track, Zoubida, this young lady, kills herself. This song was, in a way, very ahead of its time, and Rachida was shaking our identities and prejudices more than any other artist, French or Algerian.
On va faire une chanson bien française, une chanson de Jean Prévet, qui s'appelle 12 France. Vous connaissez 12 France ? 12 France. Il revient à ma mémoire des souvenirs familiers. 12 France, cher pays de mon enfance, bercé de tendre insouciance.
Here, Tai is delivering a very provocative intro during a live show in Place de la Concorde, where 500,000 people were gathered to fight against racism. Tai sings a very old French song, actually a cover from Charles Trenet, and he introduces it with a very strong rural Algerian accent in French, which was not exactly politically correct. This is the first version of one of his most famous hits, Douce France.
Cher pays de mon enfance, bercé de tant d'insouciance, je t'ai gardé dans mon cœur, mon village, au clocher, aux maisons sages, où les enfants de mon âge ont partagé mon bonheur. Poème. Oui, je t'aime. Dans la joie ou la douleur, j'ai connu des paysages et des soleils merveilleux. Au cours de lointains voyages, tout là-bas sous d'autres cieux,
ma prairie et ma maison. Douce France, cher pays de mon enfance, bercé de tant d'insouciance, je t'ai gardé dans mon cœur. Mon village, au clocher, aux maisons sages, où les enfants de mon âge ont partagé mon bonheur.
Mon bonheur.
Oui, je t'aime et je te donne ce poème. Oui, je t'aime dans la joie ou la douleur. Douce France, cher pays de mon enfance.
Je suis africain, africain du nord au sud. Et je suis africain, dedans comme dehors. Et je suis africain, je n'ai pas le rythme de la peau. Je suis africain, un albinos afro.
On his very last album, published after his death, Rashita proclaims that he's an African. The album was inspired by a trip to Mali with Aki Mamadouche, Taz mandolin player who had worked with him and played with him for nearly 30 years.
Je suis africain, de Paris à Bamako. Je suis africain, Gio Kilimanjaro.
C'était un chercheur, c'était une éponge, c'est un fou de cinéma et d'histoire. Donc, l'histoire donc fait que la musique, ça vient d'où? Ça vient de, le rock, ça vient d'Afrique, le jazz.
Rashid was a researcher. He was like a sponge inspired by movies and history. Where does the music come from? Rock comes from Africa, jazz too. There's an origin of this mix, and for him, the origin is Africa. So we went there to work in Mali. It was great. We met fabulous musicians, killers for sure, amazing artists. And that's when the idea for the album I Am Africa came from. It was so great to make this record.
Song in English. Wallah, wallah, je sais que je triche. My English is not so rich. This is my first song in English. I wanna turn like a dervish. Travel the world with my bakshish. Swim like a goldfish. Oula, oula, merlish.
C'est un sorcier, quoi. C'est du genre de... tu le touches là, hop, et après, c'est pas lui. Non, non, c'est un autre. Et tu le retrouves là. Il a tellement de... Genre, tu peux pas... C'est, il a horreur qu'on le mette dans une case.
He was a wizard, a sorcerer. You can touch him there, but he's no longer here. You can find him elsewhere. He hates being put in a box, so he uses this word phantasmagoric. It doesn't mean anything, and it means a lot, as there are all these fantasies about Africa, all that, so there's a whole mix. When he says, I don't have the rhythm in my skin, it's to shake up the prejudices a bit. You're an African, so you must have the rhythm. That's it. It's over. He sings, I'm African, and I don't have the rhythm in my skin. It's to piss the world off. He's always been like that. It was his punk attitude to be the other way around from whatever they want to impose on us.
قبل ما تشوفك عينيا اللي شفتك قبل ما تشوفك عينيا انت عمري انت حياتي وانت عمري وانت حياتي اللي شفتك
Habibi, à chaque fois, Habibi, ça veut dire mon amour, ma vie. Enfin, mais n'importe un homme, un petit, un vieux, une vieille, disons que c'est ça.
That's Hakim Hamadouche remembering his friend. Habibi, Habibi, I always used to say to mean my love, my life to everyone, a man, a child, an old person. That's him. That's Rashid Taha.
Well, we end today with the title track from the last album Rashid Taha recorded before he died. Je suis africain. Merci, Elodie.
Indeed. Thanks, Elodie. That was wonderful. Boy, I learned a lot from that. I'm really interested in the role of Justin Adams in Rashid's story. We met Justin back in 2003 at the Festival of the Desert in Mali, where he was accompanying Robert Plant. he's just been an amazing producer. He worked in so many different genres, and he's a wonderful guitarist, too. I envy his life as a guitarist. You know, his most recent project has been very interesting duo with Italian percussionist Mauro Duarte. They do these wonderful sort of rocked up interpretations of Southern Italian trance music. It's really a great act. They've been on tour recently and they have a great album, still moving. And I think we'll go out with one of the tracks from that album. Any other thoughts on Taha?
Absolutely. Rachid Taha, to me, is just one of the greatest of Algeria because he showed the world what an open society it is with his madness, but he also showed the most ecstatic aspects of Arab music and North African music, but in fact, African music. And that's what surprised me so much about this last album just before he died called Je Suis Africain. If you watch the video, it's just, he really is just stating the fact that you can't take Africa away from his heart. And when I listen to the lyrics of that famous song of his, Ya Rahya Wen Masrati Rutehya Waritwali, that one, that beautiful song that just basically means departing one, wherever are you going, you'll eventually be tired and come head back home. And that's one of his songs that he wrote about the dilemma of Algerians who find themselves abroad in Paris or wherever in the world, but they always must come back home. So just thank you, Rachid, for what you left behind.
It's quite amazing because it's only recently that I realized how popular Rachid was in France.
I think it has to do with the fact that he just transcended the sort of ethnic limitations of Rai music and made a sound that was truly universal and had this kind of rock and roll punk edge to it. And he worked with great people, as Elodie reveals in the podcast. That was a wonderful report. And it's so great to have people like Elodie around the world helping us out to tell the stories that we tell on Planet Afropop. Right, George?
Absolutely. Elodie, bravo.
And we'll be hearing more from her in the future. Planet Afropop is a production of World Music Productions. Support for Planet Afropop comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes a great nation deserves great art. Our founder and executive producer is Sean Barlow.
Our lead podcast producer is Banning Air. Our chief audio engineer is Michael Jones. Additional engineering for this edition by Elodie Meillot in Paris. And Banning Air at Lion Song Studio in Middletown, Connecticut.
Our director of development and co-host is Mukwai Wabesi Yolwe. Banning Air edits our website, afropop.org, along with our director of new media, Savion Biggs. I'm Georges Collinet.
And I'm Banning Air.
And I'm Mukwai Wabesi Yolwe. Until next time, Masalam Ya Habibi.
Worried land.